Welcome back to the fourth part of this series of Climate and Nature Conversations. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Zach. We're students from Edmund Rice Secondary School, Carrick on Shore. We're partnering with students from other schools in the Irish Schools Sustainability Network to run our campaign to get at least 10% of the staff and students in our school to plant trees at home, in their own gardens. It's all about collective action.
Last week, we were discussing that trees do an excellent job of removing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, and in doing so, they help us to address climate change. We have only 11% tree cover in Ireland. We need to improve on this, and we can all play our part by planting a tree in our own garden.
This week, we are talking about how trees can alleviate problems of flooding. We know that storms are making their mark. Each year, heavy, driving rain is bringing misery to thousands of people across Ireland and our neighbours in the UK.
We've seen that with Storm Ophelia and Barra. Wexford also suffered flash flooding over the Christmas period. Climate change means we will see more extreme weather events. By using trees and woods, we can lessen the devastating effects of flooding. We can respond to flooding by planting more trees.
But how do trees actually help? Rain hits the ground at higher speeds when there is lack of tree cover. A canopy of leaves, branches and trunks slows down the rain before it hits the ground simply by getting in the way. This allows some of the water to evaporate back into the atmosphere directly from the canopy without ever reaching the ground.
Root systems help water penetrate deeper into the soil at a faster rate under and around trees. This means there is less surface runoff and more water storage in the soil. In the countryside, the removal of trees and hedges and changes in cropping have increased runoff from fields.
In towns and cities, we've concreted over everything. This means that water can't penetrate into the soil and we get more surface runoff. Trees reduce surface runoff by 80% compared to asphalt.
Trees, shrubs, and dead wood along riverbanks and on floodplains can also help to hold back water and slow the flow at times of flooding.
More reasons to plant trees. They are fantastic for biodiversity, they help to address climate change by removing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, and they help to reduce flooding.
Win, win, win. So join us for some collective feel-good action. Let's make this world a better place to live in for humans and nature. Plant a tree in your own garden. Consider planting a birch. It doesn't grow too large, and like alder, its seeds are popular with seed-eating birds such as the siskin and redpoll.